Greetings. I am Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, and here is your daily financial services news wrap for Saturday, October 26, 2024. A concerning trend is sweeping across Australia's insurance industry. According to Financial Services Minister Stephen Jones, an escalating underinsurance issue is at the forefront, fueled by soaring insurance costs of over 16% in the past year. This marks the largest increase we've seen in two decades. Factors behind this surge include higher reinsurance rates, escalating prices of building materials, poor urban planning, and the pressing concern of climate change, deemed a force multiplier. Most vulnerable to this are our friends in northern New South Wales, North Queensland, and the Northern Territory. To mitigate this crisis, Minister Jones suggests joint efforts among government, insurers, and communities to incorporate climate-resilient materials and enhanced warning systems. In related news, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC, has initiated legal proceedings against QBE Insurance Group. The charge? Serious discrepancies in promised pricing discounts affecting over 500,000 policyholders. If you remember, QBE has already set aside $112 million to reimburse impacted customers, acknowledging discrepancies that occurred between July 2017 and September 2022. This recent action aligns with ASIC's broader campaign, which began 3 years ago, aiming to rectify and reimburse malpractices related to faulty discount practices across the industry. Switching gears now to the banking sector, ANZ Bank's recent decision to close its only Blue Mountains branch has left residents disgruntled. The decision necessitates a 150-kilometer trek for customers to avail banking services. This move, part of a broader drift towards online banking, has particularly affected older residents and those without access to technology or reliable transport. This underscores the conflict of embracing digitalization while ensuring accessibility for all. Finally, looking at the superannuation scene, the International Monetary Fund has highlighted potential liquidity challenges due to the flexibility members have in switching investment strategies. With over 20% of super assets held in less liquid investments, there are concerns about stress during liquidity crises. However, industry leaders believe the current system balances member independence and diversity. The Reserve Bank advises super funds to refine liquidity strategies as the economic conditions evolve, emphasizing resilience and adaptability. That's all for today's news wrap. To stay updated on everything related to insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. I am Paige Estrotori, and we'll see you next time with more news and insights.